Quickly the days that our number pass by. So quickly the days of God's judgment draw nigh. So heedless of danger we're living today. God's love and mercy they're throwing away. Men are so busy with worldly achievement. The mercies of Jesus they daily downtrod. God in his heaven must look down in pity on those who so carelessly forgotten their God. Well, he warned of the dangers that lie in their path, but they heed not his mercy and they kindle God's wrath. Pleasure of this world is their only care. For where you have pleasure, their hearts will be there. Men are so busy with worldly achievement. The mercies of Jesus they daily downtrod. God in his heaven must look down in pity on those who so carelessly forgotten their God. He said that his kingdom was not
of this world.
So what
is the profit of silver and gold? So cheap
it will seem on that great judgment day, when fire and great heat will melt it away. Men are so busy with worldly achievements. The mercies of Jesus they daily now trod. God in his heaven must look down in pity on those who so carelessly forgotten their God. He said that his kingdom was not of this world. So what is the profit of silver and gold? So cheap it will seem on that great judgment day, when fire and great heat will melt it away. Men are so busy with worldly achievements, the mercies of Jesus they daily now trod. God in his heaven must look down in pity on those who so carelessly forgotten their God. Men are so busy with worldly achievements, the mercies of Jesus they daily now trod. God in his heaven must look down in pity on those who so carelessly forgotten their God. On those who so carelessly forgotten their God. It was all around us. Darkness comes to hide our way. Don't despair, the night is ending. The clearest sky will greet the day. There's a brighter day coming. Soon our hearts will be gone. Sorrow won't be a memory in the light of heaven's dawn. Even in the blackest midnight, I have a lamp to guide my way. For the light of God's love shining in my heart turns the darkness into day. There's a brighter day coming. Soon our hearts will be gone. Sorrow won't be a memory in the light of heaven's dawn. Even in the blackest midnight, I have a lamp to guide my way. For the light of God's love turns the darkness into day. There's a brighter day coming. Soon our heartaches will be gone. Sorrow will be a memory and a light of heaven's dawn. There's a brighter day coming. Soon our heartaches will be gone. Sorrow won't be a memory and the light of heaven's dawn. In the light of heaven's dawn. There's something going on in Mount Zion. What's that song they're singing? What's that song? There's something going on in Mount Zion. Saints are coming home. There's something going on. I'm standing at the Jordan, I'm gazing toward Mount Zion. I see the throng that's gathering, and I hear the people sighing. The journey's been so long, still the trouble seems so strong. There's something going on, there's something going on. There's something going on in Mount Zion. What's that song they're singing? What's that song? There's something going on in Mount Zion. Saints are coming home. There's something going on.
That's the brightest land I've seen. As I'm gazing toward Mount Zion, I see them dressed in white. As they're following the light, there's little children playing. I can hear the elders singing. You know there's something going on. You see the saints, they're coming home. There's something going on in Mount Zion. What's that song that's singing? What's that song? There's something going on in Mount Zion. Saints are coming home. There's something going on. I've made my preparation to enter Mount Zion by grace through faith in the one who made a way. And now he's my brother and his father is my father. As he bids me home, there's something going on. There's something going on in Mount Zion. What's that song they're singing? What's that song? There's something going on in Mount Zion. Saints are coming home. There's something going on. There's something going on in Mount Zion. What's that song they're singing? What's that song? There's something going on in Mount Zion. The saints are coming home. There's something going on.
The restoration of Israel, that's what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
That Mount Zion, that's Jerusalem. There's also spiritual Mount Zion, but it's going to... We don't know what's going on up there, but we know what's going on in Israel. It's restoring all things. Mm-hmm. That's what's going on over there. Yeah, they got to fight their way out of it because the devil
He's just trying to stop God's program.
That's right.
He knows what's, he knows the scripture. He knows it's time for Israel to be restored, to take the land back, to get everything back to where it's a form of glory. And that's what's going on. Satan, he tries to stop God's program. That's what all the wars are all about.
If you look back in the day of Nehemiah, when he went out to rebuild the walls around Jerusalem, there was always adversaries there to stop them from building. And it's the same way here. God's been working with them since the 1900s to get that program going. That's why they were caught in that war, the Holocaust, because of God wanting them to go back to Jerusalem, the Jewish people. And it was all leading them up to restoring their land and restoring their home.
Yeah, if you watch Israel, just watch Israel and you know exactly where you are in time. Our stuff is spot on. That's why we keep repeating it. That October the 15th, 2021, that's when God went off to see the mercy, the day the Gentile was done, and that was it. And then he goes back to the Jews for 7 years, and it's spot on. You can take it to the bank. You can put your trust in the Word of God. That's all we're doing. We've learned over the years to put our trust in the Word of God, and nothing is going to shake it. We know it's going to happen because it's via the scripture. Not something that we decide one day we'll do. We're clueless. And then the Lord just give us his responsibility. Tell people exactly the way it works. Very simple. Lost me gain. Lost me gain. Das Jesus regis in, meine Seele ist voll verlangen, ihm auch ewig zu empfangen, und vor seinen Thron zu stehen, und vor seinen Thron zu Seasonally, sonnated Vulcan Bree, oh, and Lurdy dying common, that is dort mit allen Frommen, schau dein Holmes an Jesu. Schau dein Holmes an Jesu. Ach, wie schön, ach, wie schön ist der Engel aufgetan. Hat die Flügel, lege ich überstallen hier, heit den Arm nach Zion hin, heit den Arm nach Zion hin. Wie wird sein, wenn ich sie im Saal mein, in der Stadt der goldenen Gassen, Herr mein Gott, ich kann's nicht fassen, was das wird dir von sein, was das wird dir von sein. Paradies, Paradies, wie ist deine Frucht so süß, unter deine Lebensbäumen, werden sein, als ob wir träumen, bring uns her ins Paradies. Bring us here in Paradise. A king.
king made a feast for a banquet, invited all his men to come and play. But he didn't know before the night was over that the kingdom that he held would pass away. As the crowd began to roar in their drunken slumber, a worried look soon took his smile away. As he looked, he said, "Behold, I see a finger, and it's writing something on the wall today. The handwriting's on the wall, can't you see it? The message tells the story again today. Don't be waiting the balance and found wanting. Don't turn down the truth for your day. I send warning and now I'm sending judgment on a nation that's forgotten how to pray. And there's no way to erase it. The handwriting's on the wall again today. Now the world is getting closer to destruction. As you walk the streets, you can hear the word doomsday. And we all know that something's soon to happen, for wicked men refuse to stop and pray. Soon laughter will one day turn to mourning, and the cries for help will be heard far away. Like the king when he finally saw the message, it was then that he had realized he'd waited too late. The handwriting's on the wall, can't you see it? The message tells the story again today. Don't be waiting the balance and found wanting. Don't turn down the truth for your day. I send warning and now I'm sending judgment on a nation that's forgotten how to pray. And there's no way to erase it. The handwriting's on the wall again today. Now this world is getting closer to destruction. As you walk the streets, you can hear the word doomsday. And we all know that something's soon to happen, for wicked men refuse to stop and pray. Soon laughter will one day turn to mourning, and the cries for help will be heard far away. Like the king when he finally saw the message, it was then that he realized he waited too late. The handwriting's on the wall, can't you see it? The message tells the story again today. Don't be waiting the balance and find wanting. Don't turn down the truth for your day. I send warning and now I'm sending judgment on a nation that's forgotten how to pray. And there's no way to erase it. The handwriting's on the wall again today. And there's no way to erase it. The handwriting's on the world again today. That's where we are at time. Something going on in Israel. The handwriting's on the wall. Wars and rumors of wars. It's right here. You're hearing it right. It says the message tells the story again today. That's the message of Brother Brown. He had a message.
That's right.
In the 20th century. It's out there for the whole world to see.
Mm-hmm.
We're just sweeping the floor for the final time. You know how I am. I go back, sweep the floor over and over again. And then that's what's going on. That's right now. We're at the closing. We're closing out of the
The 6,000 years.
6,000 years of Satan's reign down here. And it's all right, so simple for you and I to see, mm-hmm. for everybody to see. We're trying to put it out there simple as we know how.
That's right, and that's why you can God follow God's principles. It took him, you know, 6 days of 6,000 yeah. years to create this, recreate this world. And then he rested
mm-hmm.
for 1,000 years. And that's that day of rest that's coming, that millennium period, where Jesus is going to rule and reign. And there's going to be a righteous reign, a kingdom that is righteous. And all these nations will have to fall down to that kingdom.
Amen to that. Where's that scripture? And where was found the blood of all the martyrs? Well, I'll read Revelation 17. I'll start in verse 5. And upon her forehead was the name written, Mystery Babylon, the great, the mother of harlots, and the abomination of the earth. And I saw the woman drunken with the blood of the saints and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. And when I saw her, I wondered with great admiration. And the angel said unto me, Wherefore didst thou marvel? I will tell you the mystery of the woman and of the beast that carried her, which had 7 heads and 10 horns. The beast that thou sawest was and is not and is yet descending out of the bottomless pit and go into perdition. And they that dwell on the earth shall wonder whose names were not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world, when they behold the beast that was and is not and yet it is. And see, in her was found the blood of all the martyrs. And who's that her? You got to find out who that her is. Mm-hmm. It's a woman. The woman dressed in scarlet, and it's the Vatican, it's the Roman Catholic Church, it's the Roman Catholic hierarchy. And that Pope, that person that's writing is that Pope. It's exactly what the scripture says. The Vatican is behind all these wars, all these killings that's going on around the world. Behind it is the spirit of Satan, and he's using the Vatican to do that. But see, the Vatican behind all this Chinese thing, this Chinese stuff that's trying to invade here in Canada, behind it is that globalist program. It's all driven by Satan, and behind it is the spirit of Satan trying to gain world dominance. Mm-hmm. That's what's behind that world, that globalist garbage that they're trying to implement. And they hate Trump with a passion. They'd like to put mm-hmm. him out. But see, that thing is done with, and now the Lord is taking back control over the things, and Satan will never have world dominance. Like I say, then it says, and her was found the blood of all the martyrs. And we got to get it into our DNA who that her is. It's a woman. And that her is nothing other than the Roman Catholic hierarchy, mm-hmm. the Roman Catholic Church, behind the saints. She's pulling all the buttons, the strings, you know. She's controlling everything. Mm-hmm. And that's just the fact of the matter. You know, we're not making things up. We've mm-hmm. been studying this. We've been watching this going on. We've been fighting this whole thing now with that idiot down another one. He's a first-class globalist. He's controlled by the Vatican. He's a Roman Catholic guy. And these Roman Catholics, they're helping the Vatican. They're helping the Roman Catholics. They're trying to win world dominance. That's behind it is the spirit of Satan, just like these Muslims. These Muslims, they want world dominance. See, behind it is the spirit of Satan. But see what the Vatican does at the end of the day. The Vatican always wins, you know, and they, mm-hmm. because they're behind the scene, pushing the punch, mm-hmm. putting these Muslims out there to do the dirty work, mm-hmm. and then now they're doing China. They're using China to do their dirty work. But at the end of the day, it's the Vatican that gets the thing, because finally there's going to be war between the East and the West, and the Vatican's going to stand up and be the winner of that Battle of Armageddon. And we're here, right in these closing days of time, where everything is mapped out before us. We're just trying to get the picture just as crystal clear. And her was found the blood of all the martyrs.
Mm-hmm.
Heavenly Father, we come into your presence, Lord, give you thanks for this another day of life. Most of all, Lord, we thank you for your word that you've given us and the understanding of your word and these closing days of time that we can put it out there just as clear as crystal and you can take it to the bank because it's via the scriptures we've come into these closing days of time, Lord, and you've allowed us to see the things that we're trying to explain to a lost and dying world, Lord. I just pray you'll take what we're saying, anoint it, inspire it, use us for your honor and for your glory because, Lord, we just don't have it. We don't have an agenda. We don't have a program. We're just depending on you to lead and guide us by the end of your spirit, Lord. I just pray you'll open the hearts of the people. Most of all, Lord, I pray you'll give that increase. In Jesus Christ's name, then we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, I seen it yesterday then. And her. So you got to explain to people who that her is. It's that woman. It's that woman that talks about in Revelation with us riding that scarlet color beast, and that scarlet color is that European power, that European union, that European, Europe is coming together, just exactly what the scripture says, and her was found, the blood of all the martyrs, and behind it, it's that woman, it's that Roman Catholic Pope system that's riding that European beast, it's just that them, they're coming together over there, already together without firing a shot that through that European the euro dollar and all the trade and all that's going on and that NATO and all that. That's all part of the Roman Catholic Gestapo, the Roman Catholic infrastructure. But see, you and I, we know all that. And how did we know? We found it by the minister, Brother Branham and Brother Jackson. He told us just as plain as day. He said, don't fear communism. Don't fear the Muslims. Fear Romanism. Romanism is behind the scenes pushing the punches, trying to invade all these countries. They tried South America, but see, the Lord is off the seat of mercy. The Lord Jesus Christ is down here on earth now running, beginning to run the show.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, Satan still has 2-3 years before he's completely disconnected, before he goes to hell. But see, in the meantime, your silence in heaven for the space of about 3.5 years, and that silence began when Jesus went off the seat of mercy at the end of the grace age, and it was October 15, 2021, when Jesus Christ, when that silence in heaven began, and when there is your silence in heaven, because Jesus is not up there anymore. You can see a lot of, hear a lot of these testimonies from Iran, from the different countries, and where they see Jesus, and it's nothing strange to you and I when people come out with his testimony because Jesus is down here from time to time. He's going to reveal himself to people from just like he was after the resurrection. He showed himself to people and then he disappeared. It is the same thing today. Jesus Christ is now off the seat of mercy. He is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And he's down here now. At the end of the day, he's going to reveal himself to the Jewish people. The program is moving ahead because it's part of God's program. And one of these days, there's going to be a rapture and you're going to find out the things we've been warning here about for the last 40 years is going to happen exactly the way we said because we didn't think it up. We didn't get it from a seminary. We found it right in the scriptures, and the Lord saw you and I fit. He could trust us, and we're going to bring it out the way it needs to be brought out. We told you about these people in this pulpit, these false preachers and these false preachers and they call themselves preachers and elders and all that stuff. They're nothing but agents of Satan. You think we like to say these things time and time again? But it's the truth. And it's the truth that'll set you free. You'll find out, why am I not going anywhere? Why I've got all these diseases? Like that lady that called it from that one that called me, or we started communicating with her. And she's got this oxygen. It's probably with oxygen. She needs a set of lungs. And then the Lord showed you exactly what her problem is. And we were started communicating with her, and we were actually, then we give her an option. You want us to come over and do exactly what the Bible says, anoint you with oil and lay hands on you, and you get a brand new set of lungs. Just that simple. Oh, we got our preachers. Well, I'm sorry to tell you, they're not preachers. They're frauds. They're wolves in sheep's clothing. That Leonard and that Carl, they're not real. They're just fraud. And I wish I could say it different, but okay, the proof's in the pudding. Why don't you go to them? If they're your preachers, why don't you go to them with that scripture and tell them to lay hands on you and then you will recover? see, because the reason you can't do it, because they're not for real. They're wolves in sheep's clothing. They're frauds. And see, we're just trying to prove to her exactly what we're saying. But see, she looked at the cross, and if I do that, I'll be persecuted. I'll be terrorized. So she just continued waiting for a set of lungs. But the Lord was going to heal her, because he showed you already what the problem is. And, that's the problem we're telling people about. We're exposing all these things mm-hmm. here. We don't want to have to do that, but you have to do that because you're in the closing days of time when the God of heaven is taking the wraps off of everything. They're nothing but a bunch of frauds. Mm-hmm. And see here, when we have a problem, we lay hands, you lay hands on me, and you prayed for me, and that cancer couldn't go down fast enough. We do things via the scripture. This guy come through here, he had a demon, and we cast that demon out. That's what happens when you're part of the church of the living God.
That's right.
We're not playing the game. Uh-huh. This is serious stuff.
Everything outside of that is some based on Roman Catholicism. Because if it's not part of the Church of the Living God, it's part of Roman Catholicism. Because when you will take it to the book of Daniel, where Daniel saw those four beasts,
mm-hmm.
he saw that beast, that Nebuchadnezzar beast there, that first beast rise up, mm-hmm. and the second beast, and the third, and the fourth, and the statue that Nebuchadnezzar had a dream of. He mm-hmm. had a dream, he saw a statue, and the head was of gold. And then the breast and his arms of silver, his belly and his thighs of brass, and his legs of iron, his feet part of iron and part of clay. He saw that statue.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all part of those four kingdoms that Daniel saw. The kingdom of Nebuchadnezzar, the Babylonians, that was the first kingdom that ever took out Jerusalem. That was the first world power. Because Jerusalem was taken, and there was no more flag hanging or no more station of Jerusalem. And then you can see that after the Babylonians, the Medes and the Persians came, and they took over that Babylonian kingdom and conquered other lands. And then the Grecian kingdom came along, Alexander the Great, and he conquered a lot of land. He went as far as India, and he took Jerusalem too, because he was then the world kingdom. Mm-hmm. And then after that kingdom, the Romans started coming up.
Mm-hmm.
The Romans was founded in 800, but it didn't come into the 400 till about 100 B.C., and then you can read about the Caesars,
mm-hmm.
you can read about the emperors, and you can read about those five good kings, and one is and one is to come. That is all part of Roman Catholicism.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
the Romans, when the empire became weakened, and then what happened was that ecclesiastical horn, that little horn that Daniel saw, that religious ecclesiastical horn that took over,
mm-hmm.
that religious system, and that's what you see today, that Roman Catholicism. And behind the scene, like, you can hear people say it's not run by the country, there's something else that's running the country, like let's say Great Britain. The Prime Minister doesn't really have anything to say here in Canada. It's the same way. The government of Canada is run by, behind the scene, is a spirit of Roman Catholicism governing it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the kingdoms that you can see. It all traces back to Roman Catholicism. And that's why if a church is not part of the Church of the Living God, it's all, you can trace it back, like you were reading here, the harlot, the abomination of harlots, because if you're not connected to that vine, the Church of the Living God, you're part of that Roman Catholicism where it says, come out of her, my people, that you do not partake of her plagues. Those are all plagues, and that's why it says, in her was found the blood of all the martyrs. Why? Because she is the one, that religious system was behind all the wars that you see transpiring and people that have been killed.
That's what I say, and her was found the blood of all the martyrs. When you got to go back to Nebuchadnezzar, God said, my servant Nebuchadnezzar. That's what it was back then, and then it changed to the Medo-Persian. It's still that world power. It's still his servant, the Mede and the Persian. Then it went to Alexander the Great. It's still his servant, the Alexander the Great. And then, like you say, it switched over to the Roman Empire, and it's still his servant, God's servant, because when Solomon began to stray away from the Lord, God sent an adversary. Mm-hmm. The Roman Catholic Church, all these four, they're just adversaries because they're back in the day, under the Babylonia, the children of Israel, they went away from the God, and they did not keep his laws and all that stuff. And then in brings God the Babylonian Empire, my servant Nebuchadnezzar, and he told him, "You come under the leadership of Nebuchadnezzar, or you're just gonna die. You're just not gonna be nothing left of you." And all these kingdoms, right to this day, that Roman Catholic Church is just, they don't touch you if you're walking with the Lord. But see, when you stray away, that God uses that Roman Catholic hierarchy as a whip, just like he did in the Holocaust. Behind that Holocaust, it was Hitler, but Hitler was trained by the Roman Catholic Church, and because the Jews, they rejected the fishes, like we told you over and over again. In the 1900s, he sent out these Herzl, he sent out these rabbis all around the world. Brothers, it's time to go back to the homeland, to build up Israel, and to build up Jerusalem, get it ready for the coming of the Lord. And God's going to get the job done one way or another. So they rejected these rabbis, they rejected these Zionists, and they made fun of them. And then, 38, in came Hitler with his henchmen, and then these hunters, exactly what Jeremiah prophesied. He said, "You send in the fishers." They fish them out. They begged, they pleaded for them to go back to their homeland, and they rejected and made fun of them. And then they in came the Holocaust, and at the end of that Holocaust and the Second World War, that Jew had only one ambition: I want to go back to the homeland. Because that's what that Holocaust was all about. See, it's the Vatican was behind it, like I say. Behind that, Hitler was the Catholic Church. That's they trained him, and then once that thing was over, they took Hitler and they took him down to South America. See that South America country down there? It's all Roman Catholic. Mm-hmm. It's all owned by the Catholics.
And, yeah, they have a real, real network.
Yeah, it's and they took that. They hijacked Hitler out of there, took him to South America, and he died here a few years ago. And
there was a lady that after the war and everything, the Holocaust war, they traced all these Nazi leaders, and they wanted to get them into persecute them, prosecute them because of what they had done in the Holocaust. And a lot of them, there was this lady that did a lot of investigating and researching where they're at and finding out. And they are so hidden, she could find them through the networks of Roman Catholicism, how they had networks, and they would smuggle them from country to country. And that's what they did. They smuggled them out of Europe down to the South America. And you can, every war, even the assassination of Kennedy, of Lincoln, you can trace that back to Roman Catholicism. They had a real channel down from the U.S. up to Montreal, up to the Vatican. They have a real system going. Like a normal man would not know it, but the churches that are involved in it, the Catholic Church, they have churches everywhere, and they have people stationed everywhere. They, like the story we once about that Rivera. And you can see that they have so many people under their domain that they even had a dentist to do to try to kill this guy because he exposed Roman Catholicism.
Yeah, he was a Roman Catholic priest or whatever. Yeah,
he used to be one of their top guys. Mm-hmm. So one day he just came out and exposed them. Mm-hmm. And then they put in every effort to try to destroy him. Yeah. And somehow God found a way for that man and kept him alive miraculously.
And it's all tied together. That's the Hutterite Church, is a Roman Catholic system too, because it's all tied together via that water baptism, that diabolical, satanic, phony, artificial, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost baptism. They think we're crazy with all these things. We did just wake up one morning, decide that's what we're going to do. God has walked us through all this information, and today we can see the Hutterite Church is part of the Roman Catholicism. But see, yes, that the Lord left. And her was found the blood of all the martyrs. Who is that her? It's that Roman Catholic Church. And now, all of a sudden, now all here in these closing days of time, it's become the harlots too. All these church systems, they're all interwoven in that Roman Catholic infrastructure. It's mm-hmm. all part of that. Mm-hmm. But see, their days are coming. Their days are numbered. That's why here at the end of the day, and the 3 years, that Babylon is falling. It's falling mm-hmm. right now, because how is it falling? It's being exposed. See, we're exposing it on the Hutterite front, but out there, there's people exposing it on the Muslim front. There's that guy over there. He's exposing the Muslims. His dad was the founder of that Hamas, and mm-hmm. he's exposing it for what it is. Everywhere you go, there's somebody there to expose these systems. We just happen to be exposing it here in the Hutterite Church, because the things that you and I say, the things that you and I believe, it's not compatible to that Hutterite thing, because it's all for Roman Catholicism, and it's all going to go into judgment, because the judgment is coming. Uh-huh. It's right here, just 3 years from now, there's not going to be nothing left of it, because the time has run when Satan has run his course. And then, of course, he gets thrown into hell, and of course, all his infrastructure, uh-huh. his stuff is going out there with him, because that spirit of that Antichrist, it's going on into the lake of fire.
That's right.
Right after this. Uh-huh.
Babylon is falling. You can read it in chapter 17 and 18 mm-hmm. in the book of Revelation. Babylon is falling. And you can also see that beast system, after it has served its purpose, that beast system and that false prophet get thrown into the lake of fire. Mm-hmm. There's not going to be no more beast system after that. What's governing Europe is that beast system. Mm-hmm. Behind it is a network, a mm-hmm. system that's controlling these nations. They would like to be free mm-hmm. of this thing that's governing over them.
Yeah.
But it's that beast system that's controlling them. And then you can also read in the book of Daniel how he saw that statue. Nebuchadnezzar had a dream of that statue. And then there was a rock carved out of the mountains. And that rock came down and he smashed those kingdoms.
Yeah,
and that's all part of that destruction of that force.
Amen to that. See, you and I, we have the whole counsel of God. If you want some information, just come and ask us. We'll tell you everything. You go right back where Jesus, where God had himself that big counsel, and he just made a blueprint. And he knew everything. He knew he's going to give Satan. He knew man's going to fall. He knew he's going to give Satan 6,000 years to do his dastardly thing. But that's just to test mankind, to see who's going to be found worthy to go into that millennium reign, to go into that eternal age. You don't just go show up and go into the eternal age mm-hmm. without being tested. We're all being tested, and God is using the Vatican to test us. But that thing runs to an end, and right now we're just in the closing day of the time, and all we're doing, we're just exposing you. We're reading that blueprint that God had himself way back before the foundation of the world, and now it's running its course. It's running. It's only got 3 more years left, and then Satan is no more, and he goes, that whole infrastructure, just like you say, that beast system and all that, that's going direct into the lake of fire. It's not even going to go into hell.
Mm-hmm.
Hell is being trashed into the lake of fire after the millennium. But mm-hmm. that beast system, God cannot use it anymore. It done served its purpose, so it goes direct into the lake of fire. And into that lake of fire, everything's going to be destroyed. Even mm-hmm. hell and death
gets thrown into the lake of fire, and then it's going to be destroyed, and it'll be no more. It's just that simple. I don't know how long that lake of fire will last, but eventually even Satan is going to be no more. Everything is going to be destroyed because we keep saying, fear not him that kills the body. That's why we're not afraid of these tubs out there, these letters, and these people out there that stand in the pulpit. We're just kind of exposing them to the best way we know how. They don't even know that they're used of the devil. Because the Bible says eventually they'll kill you, they'll take you out of your home, and they'll actually think they're doing God a service because they're brainwashed. It's just that simple. And we're just exposing it, taking the reps off, because Jesus said, the Bible says, before he comes, he'll expose even the intents of the heart. All this is being exposed right now. Once it's exposed, it's actually put out of commission. All we got to do is expose it, it'll destroy itself. Just like everything else does. When you tear out your weed, you put your weeds out, and you tear them, and eventually the sun just deteriorate. Mm-hmm. Now it's got no more root. And once we expose it, it's got no more root. That Joe from Cyprus and that Leonard from Delta and that car from up there from Westview, they're all just Satan's tugs. And we're just exposing them for what they are. They're fraud. They're not real. If they would be real, they would just go do what the Bible says. They would lay hands on these sick people. A lot of people die of cancer. They would go and lay hands on them, and they would be whole. They would be made, and they would be healed. But see, they're not real. They're Satan's agents. They're Satan's tugs. And they can't do that because they're frauds. They're not for real. We're just exposing these things. But then that whole infrastructure, it has encased the whole world, and behind it is all the spirit of Satan. But it's using the Vatican, the Roman Catholic Church, and now all these churches that came out in the Reformation from the Roman Catholic Church, all of a sudden they've become harlots, and they're all just part of that sand. They're all going back to Mama. They're all going back to the Roman Catholic Church. Mm-hmm. And we're just exposing it for what it is, and then because in her was found the blood of all the martyrs. You could trace it back. I used to wonder, how could that be? How could they have control over China? See, behind the scene, the Vatican controls China. Behind the scene, the Vatican controls these Muslims, because in that Second World War, when they went after the Jews, Behind it, they used these Muslims to terrorize the Jews too. Mm-hmm. But see, they know how, Satan knows how to manipulate things. And then the Roman Catholic Church, they in the eyes of the world, oh, that's the real thing. And then they marvel, see, and here is the end time. They're going to marvel because all of a sudden the Catholic is exposed, and the people of the earth, they marvel at that. That's because right. It's hard to believe that when that beast is coming to be exposed. They marvel at them, and all those whose names are not written in the Lamb's Book of Life. They marvel at that Roman Catholic thing, that beast system. Mm-hmm. God is exposing it. And the end of it all, that beast system, that the European system is going to go after the Vatican, and they're going to put an atomic bomb right down that smoke, that place there where they make a pope, because she's the head of it. But all of a sudden, Europe wakes up and they find out she's been the problem all along. Mm-hmm. They don't want it, like you're saying. They don't want to be caged up. Mm-hmm. They want to be free too. But see, that Vatican has them in its clutches. Mm-hmm. But the end of that, towards the end of Revelation, you can see how Europe takes a bomb and they blow up that Vatican. You can read it for yourself. They stand afar off when they see all that stuff bird going up in smoke, because the reason they're standing far off is because it's an atomic bomb, so they don't get destroyed from that fallout, from that atomic bomb. It's all programmed, the Lord programmed it all, because he needs the Vatican to chastise, to chastise.
Right.
Like I say, when Solomon strayed away from the Lord brought in adversaries, and then when he still didn't do it, but he still kept not listening to the Lord, he brought in more adversaries. And that's what that Vatican, that's what the Catholic Church, they're an adversary. All that's why these kingdoms of this world will once again become the kingdoms of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because now there's no more youth, reason to chastise. In the millennium, there will be no Catholic Church, because that whole infrastructure will be going out to hell, and that because it's done served its purpose.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're trying to say here. We're just trying to tell people exactly what was behind all these wars, these rumors of war, because Satan still has an ambition to control the world. That's why that fight was way back in the prehistoric, when God came and called him into check and shut him down. He still has an ambition to go up against God.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you see about that kingdom of Tyre. You can see it over in Ezekiel or in Isaiah, where the king of Tyre, it was just kind of a prototype. Behind it was the spirit of Satan,
mm-hmm.
behind the king of Tyre, and he wanted world dominance, just like the Catholic Church. They want to do a world war. They want world dominance. And Satan behind it, like I say, it's the spirit of Satan, wanting world dominance. The Muslims, they want world dominance. Everybody wants world dominance, because back then, Satan wanted world dominance to go up against God and take God's position.
Mm-hmm.
And like we see, he's still got that same ambition. He's still out there doing his dirty work and
mm-hmm.
gets whoever he can to do his dirty work. But see, we divorced ourselves from that system. We had to be terminated because we're not supporting it anymore. We begin to see it for what it is. And,
mm-hmm.
Of course you get terminated because we're not supporting the devil anymore. We're supporting the Lord Jesus Christ. And what we're doing here, we're just exposing it. You can take
mm-hmm.
it or leave it. It really doesn't matter to us. We're just doing our job, what God has on us out to do. He's given us the understanding. And now all we're doing, we're just telling people exactly the way it is. There's something going on in Mount Zion. I tell you what's going on. It's the restoration of all things. That's what's going on in Mount Zion.
Mm-hmm.
But people don't know that. They just go from day to day. They do their thing. But behind it, it's the Spirit of God. And it's actually Jesus Christ. The fight is on between Jesus Christ and the devil. Jesus Christ defeated the devil at Calvary. And it's a done deal. And
mm-hmm.
now it's just a matter of time. Just a few more years. And Satan will be no more. He'll be down in hell.
Mm-hmm.
Just that simple.
Right, amen. Heavenly Father, we just want to come before you and we just want to give you thanks for Calvary, Lord, for your great plan of creation, Lord, for redemption, Lord. And Jesus won the victory over Satan and his kingdom, Lord. And all that we're seeing now is all part of that effects that what happened at Calvary, Lord, at 33 AD, when Jesus was there sacrificed for the sins of all mankind, Lord, and he gave himself as a lamb to the slaughter, Lord, and just to save, Lord, this creation that you made, Lord, that great plan of redemption that you made, and we give you thanks for it, and everything that you see around the world, Lord, is going according to your great plan, and we just want to paint a picture to people, Lord, what's behind that? That Babylon is falling, that beast system will be thrown into the lake of fire, and that kingdom, all those kingdoms, those the kingdoms of Satan will come down, just like that rock that was seen being broken out of the mountain and come down and smash those kingdoms up, and that's what's going to happen, and Jesus Christ is going to rule and reign this and is some planet and bring it back to you, Lord. And we know that you rested on that seventh day, and that seventh day is the millennium. And we are not that far off from that great day of rest, Lord. And we give you thanks for all these things that you've allowed us to see. And we just want to help people to understand that there is hope, Lord, that your coming is drawing near, Lord. So they will prepare themselves for that coming, Lord. We give you thanks. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.